talking back to school with our buddy Steve Spangler today. That's right. And we had to include just a little bit of memories here. This is our little Jack Spangler heading off to high school today.
We walked him in, and this is just the picture that you connect a little as he's kind of walking away. But look at him. This is about what it looked like when he started coming down here. Remember how he learned how to run the teleprompter? So and read off of that. So that's kind of how the whole thing went.
I know. 3 years
honestly,
old.
Honestly, it's
three,
his allergies.
I know.
It's not crying at all. It's just
3 years
I'm fine.
Old when
I'm
he
fine.
Was on
I'm
the
fine.
Show the first time.
I know. You had to look at him and go, look at Uncle Mark. This is the exciting thing. It's back to school, and a lot of teachers are using science demonstrations to get kids excited, and they're not teaching any science. They're using them as an object lesson, and then you get to go back and learn it later on. So this is your object lesson for the day.
Okay.
Got it?
All right.
So it looks something like this. The graduated cylinders sit right here.
This one
is yours. This one's mine. Represents a school. It's tall. It has structure. It's support. It's clearly transparent. You know how that works.
Yep.
Put on your safety glasses, because we always practice safe science.
Yes, we do.
And a little bit of liquid goes down inside, of course, representing the students. Now, you don't tell them early on that this is hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, well, of course
not. Of course it is.
So it all runs in terror.
It's exactly right. So this is our hydrogen peroxide. Now, the nice thing about hydrogen peroxide is it's a H2O2, which means it's water and oxygen. So it represents all the students that could ever be there, right?
Okay.
They look like kids early on. There's tremendous enthusiasm. You just have to get it out of them, correct?
Right.
All kids are different. So here, take your food coloring. No, take your food coloring. Push the food coloring inside like this.
That was almost a disaster, wasn't it?
No, it's perfect. That was perfect. So all kids are different, so we have to put that in there. And if you're going to do something in school, they have to have a way to measure success. And so a little bit of soap is going to help us measure the success like this. So now,
look how much neater mine is than yours.
I know, I'm a little sloppy that way.
You are, yes.
So the coolest thing that could ever happen with a teacher, take your test tube and take the lid off, is this. A teacher acts as a catalyst, and that catalyst tries to get kids to come out of their shell. And if you want to see what a great school is like, I don't know that running is a thing, but here's what I would do. I think I would do a wide shot. You know what I mean? I think I would go wide so you see what's going to happen. Ready? Here we go, Mark.
Okay.
Releasing enthusiasm. 3, 2, 1, go. Dump it in. Nice job. This is hello. This is the overflowing enthusiasm of any kid on the first day of school. Look at this. We didn't know it was inside, but in the hands of a great teacher, it erupts. And every parent goes, I am so happy. See, are you okay?
There goes another suit.
No,
yeah, well, that's
fine.
All right. All in the interest of science.
We release energy. It's what happens on a first day of school. So as I look into the camera right here and say, moms and dads, please ask kids what happened on the first day of school. It's the most important question you could have. And you never let them say nothing. They always learn 5 things that they never knew before. And this is what happens in the hands of a great teacher.
That's great fun. I also like to point out that the twins are in middle school now.
They went to middle school.
Hard to believe.
It's a big night at the Spangler House.
Oh,
we're sitting around the table and figuring out what daddy needs to go to school and correct. So, oopsie.
And daddy's been called to school many times to make
it. Fine.
Yes, he has.
Hey, put the instructions up online. We have a kid-friendly version of it that doesn't use 30% hydrogen peroxide. It's called Kid-Friendly Elephant Toothpaste, and we put it up online.
Great. Okay. Good. Love your children. Love your family. Love your science. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.